Welcome to another episode of That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. Today we have Nico Pesci, the founder and CEO of Momentum Wealth. Nico.
Pleasure.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. So is it a ridiculous idea if you share with our viewers a little bit about your business and your journey?
Yeah. So I got started about 15 years ago. Opened up the firm on my own when I was 25 and did it after my parents went through some tough stuff financially, the 08 crisis. I'm sure you remember that one like everyone else does. Add on top of that a Ponzi scheme. And that was the catalyst for me deciding to start the firm. And 15 years later, we're still going and having a lot of fun doing it.
All right, cool. Well, so what are some common challenges that your clients face?
So all of our clients are over 50. And I'd say hands down the biggest challenge is helping them understand it's now okay for them to spend their money, right? They spend 20, 30, 40 years saving and not spending on frivolous things. And suddenly they get to retirement and they're supposed to be okay spending. And it's hard to change a tiger's stripes that far into the game.
Right, yeah, of course. All right, so, well, what strategies do you use to understand your clients' needs better?
I think the biggest thing is just making sure you're asking questions. The industry is really well known for telling people what they need to know rather than actually asking them what's important to them. What do they want things to look like? What are their fears? What are their goals? If you ask the right questions and just kind of shut up and listen, I found that usually seems to uncover a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Crazy.
Weird, right?
Yeah, weird. All right. So are you against sharing a time when you navigated a difficult situation for yourself or for your clients using tactical empathy?
I would say probably a story that stands out the most. I had a client whose husband passed away suddenly, and he had handled the finances for their entire marriage. And at this point, they had been married, I want to say 35 years. And so she was suddenly just thrown into the mix where she was in charge of everything. She had to make all the decisions. She had to understand everything. And she had another firm that she was also working with. And basically just giving her the space, you know, the time to come to grips with things. This was 2 years ago, and we meet once a quarter. And what I found is just actually allowing her time to process things rather than just jumping in and saying, hey, here's what we should do, and you should change this, and here's that, and we're gonna be okay here. Giving them the space, you know, to come to their conclusions on their own, but also figure things out on their own. And it's a slow journey sometimes, but it's crucial because it has to be their decision. It has to be her, you know, she's got to believe in what she's doing. I can't just tell her, hey, you're going to do this, and this, and you're going to be okay. She has to figure that out for herself. So putting yourself in their shoes, I think it's one of the things the industry misses, unfortunately. But if you do it, it works.
All right. So that's right, is what people say when they feel heard and understood.
Yep.
When they believe what you just said is the complete truth, when they bond with you. Can you share a particular moment where you got a that's right in your business or your personal life so the viewers can help get a better feel for how it works?
So this story's fresh off the press. This was literally last week. This was one of my last appointments for last week before the holiday weekend. Had a husband and wife come in. The husband was convinced they're going to retire in 2 years. The wife was adamant when we started. She said, I'm not retiring for 7 years, no matter what. And I asked her, I said, is it okay if I just share some ideas and you can decide what you want to do with them? Long story short, by the end of the conversation, she wants to retire January 1st of next year. Right. And so it's just helping her navigate that and see where things are going and see that there's actually a path. But it's funny how sometimes people get stuck in their own ways and they get stuck with these preconceived notions of what they can or can't do. And sometimes just stepping back and saying, hey, here's the whole layout. You decide what you want to do. But she came, like I said before, she came to her own conclusion and she walked out just excited to actually get to retirement January 1 of 2025. And that was about 7 years earlier than she expected. And seeing that she can do it, you know, the kind of held her head up high, chin was up high, and it's just helping them get to that conclusion on their own.
All right. So if people want to learn more about you or how they could work with you, how do you want them to get in touch with you?
Our website's probably the best way to go. It's www.retiremomentum.com. We're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, social medias, but definitely website's the best way to go.
All right. Well, Nico Pesci.
Pleasure.
Thanks for being here today. I know everybody got a lot out of what you had to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it.